What happens when your only goal is to go viral online and then somehow it actually happens? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two cautionary tales about the perils of being internet famous. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. We live in strange times. Times when a 32-year-old man might fall 7 stories to his death while attempting a trick for a skateboarding video. And why? Because the previous month, a clip of him hitting a pothole on his longboard, launching into a full front roundoff, and landing safely in the grass got more than 1 million views. It was a tough act to follow. This is the opening salvo of What a Time to Be Alive, Jade Chang's witty, high-energy new novel. The story begins at the skateboarder's funeral and is narrated by his close friend, Lola Treasure Gold, whose life will be changed by grief, and also by a social media post, including footage of the tragedy cobbled together with the recording of a drunken monologue Lola gave at the wake in the desert. As you get to know Lola, it becomes more and more believable that this monologue was a moment of genius. She may be the smartest character who has ever helmed a novel about internet influencers, and also the funniest. A grief-induced experience of transcendence, fundamentally genuine, becomes the basis of the platform Lola develops after she stumbles into virality. Before long, she's being paid to appear on podcasts at conferences and at retreats. Lola certainly needs the money, having been living as close to the edge as scavenged box lunches and swag bags will allow, a uniquely LA version of poverty. Soon she has both large holes in the floor of her hovel and an agent. Part Pema Chodron, part Charlotte Bronte, part Gia Tolentino, Lola is utterly a woman of her time. You must meet her. A similar set of slightly deranged young characters in Los Angeles is the focus of Sidney Rende's hilarious debut story collection, I Could Be Famous. Rende grew up in Baltimore and is the goddaughter of writer Jessica Anya Blau. She shares with her godmother the ability to make rather dubious characters endearing despite their bizarre behavior. In the story Home Videos, for example, a young woman who works on a reality show that tours celebrity homes starts helping herself to the knickknacks. Quote, I stole eggs from Margot Robbie's chicken coop. I took Robert Downey Jr.'s Hindu prayer beads, peacock feathers from the vase in the center of Blake Lively's dining room table, she confesses. Rende pulls off a kind of fictional slapstick that lightens the mood, often involving awkward physical moments. This production assistant will soon run into Arlo Banks, a recurring character in several of the stories. Once a beloved child star, now struggling to keep his career alive, Arlo likes to do a little trick with his extensive male parts that is quite surprising to those lucky enough to witness it. In the final story, High School Junkie Girlfriend, an aspiring actress whose credits so far are limited to Grocery Store Woman Number 2, goes all in to prepare for an upcoming audition. The poor girl has basically ruined her life by appearing in an infomercial for buttocks-enhancing underwear, which was later photoshopped with a hardcore porn video and has seemingly been viewed by the entire U.S. population. Desperate to land the slightly more substantial part of High School Junkie Girlfriend, she does cocaine for the first time with her sleazy boss at the hot tub salesroom. Great idea, right?
The books are What a Time to Be Alive by Jade Chang and I Could Be Famous by Sidney Rende. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.